Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, we started in the show with Little Victories. I'm sorry, your shirt had me loving life today.
It threw you. It threw you. My shirt got you in a chokehold.
It says, new knee, new me.
A very, very dear friend got it for me.
I love that friend of yours, whoever they are. They must really be amazing.
They're thoughtful.
They are thoughtful.
They're very pensive.
Allie is so nice. Okay, no, Little Victories. I came in and I said to DZ, it was one of those days, I just didn't want to get up. I feel like I regressed to a 10-year-old where it was like, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to get up.
No.
I don't want, and it's nothing's wrong. I'm actually really happy. I'm just tired.
Tired.
This is like the tired in me. The kid came out and I was like, I don't want to sleep, man.
That's every
but then
morning.
You said, but you got up.
That part.
And that's the little victory.
You can feel like a 10-year-old every morning if you want to. It's the adult that has to get up.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, it feels better. So you're right. Little victories. I actually pushed through when I didn't want to.
Right.
What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is when I was searching for a shirt this morning and I stumbled across this old thing. I went, you know what? It's actually kind of timely. Because there's a few little victories. You know, I got some knee updates. I had PT yesterday.
You did?
Oh, We'll get to them things. We'll get to them things.
Hold on. You're already driving. What else could it be?
I mean, we'll see.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm excited.
But the real little victory today.
You
said it's my mom's birthday, yo.
Happy birthday, mamacita.
Mamacita.
Not mommy, mamacita.
Yeah, feliz cumpleaños a mi madre,
feliz
my mama.
Feliz cumpleaños, Catalina.
Yeah. You got a lot of August birthdays.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of August.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero in my life. Well, one of my friends. You have like 12.
Three or four at least.
My whole life I didn't know people with August birthdays, man.
Look at
I
you
swear.
Now. Oh, we brought the August.
That's funny.
We brought all the August.
You brought the August. Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
I hope she has a great day.
I hope so, too. All right. Still got to call her. You know what I'm saying? Little victories, I remember that I got to call her.
It's 6:25, so usually we're the first ones anyway. I always beat my sisters to it because of our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ha-ha, I called mom first. Mm-hmm. I'm the favorite daughter.
Angie got me beat. She still lives at home.
Yeah, that's why she's not the favorite daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're going to do the question of the day. It's coming up next. And don't forget, we have another set of tickets to Tacos and Tequila at Franklin Field today as well. It's going to be a great show. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, we had a big argument at the radio station yesterday, the irony, and then we said, well, again, once again, it's a question of the day if I ever heard one.
Clocking.
Our coworker John came in and he goes, is summer over? And I go, I don't know. And I go, no, it's not. School doesn't start until after Labor Day, except for the few that started already.
I mean,
the private schools.
Maybe.
And the weather's garbage, but it's not. It's not.
It's not
over.
Cold. It's not cold.
It's not over until Labor Day.
It ain't over to the fat lady something.
Thank you, DZ. I'm telling you. And so we all started talking about it, and I think it's over in September.
Okay.
But then it turned into, yeah, it's over. We kind of went back and forth with, is it over or
is
not?
Is it over?
You know?
And part of me feels, because I wasn't in the room.
You weren't
initially
at the beginning.
When the conversation started.
He came
then
in,
I popped
you were
in
the bathroom.
Uh-huh. If you know me, you know I go to the bathroom.
Yes.
But I came back and I was like, is summer over? I thought about it for a second. I was like, well,
no.
Not really. It's still hot out, but I get what you're saying.
He wanted to know.
It's kind of over-ish.
This is very, he wanted to know if I heard someone scream, I love summer, if I would think that sounded outdated.
If it sounded weird.
Well, the weather sucks, but no, it's still summer to me.
Still kind of summer.
But the second my kids are back in school, it doesn't even if it's 90 in September.
Summer's over.
Yeah, it's fall.
Even though the summer season might still be quote unquote on the calendar. Mm-hmm. Summer itself is over. Once school starts, it's a wrap.
Because, I mean, we all know that if you go by, let's say, meteorology or the actual dates of summer, it's still summer.
If you go through the solstice.
Yeah, we all know it's still summer right now.
Right.
But, honestly.
We're talking about feeling.
We're talking about, is summer over? 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts talking about when does summer actually end. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Allison in Racine.
Oh, well, look at her.
Allison.
You know what I appreciate you about you besides your great, fantastic first name, Allison?
What is that?
Is that you got a theme song and you kept calling. Thank you.
Yes.
You didn't get in and quit like a lot of people do. And I'm like, you know, that was rude.
You didn't reach the mountaintop and feel the success and then sit down to relax. No, you kept calling.
That
he was like, I'm in.
Was rude.
Not you.
Yes.
Not you. You weren't really rude. They
that
were.
That was really rude. Okay, so no, but seriously, Allison, when is summer over?
So summer is not over. I think this is what happens. Younger people who have children define their summer as when the school year is. Once your kids are done with school, my summer ends. Does not end until we have our last 90-degree day. Ooh. I want to push that shit into November if I could. I hate the winter.
we all hate the winter. Well, no, we don't all hate the winter, actually. My kids love it like weirdos. I shouldn't say that. Some people love the winter around here and like ice fishing. Weirdos. But anyway.
Yeah. It's Wisconsin.
But you're right. When my kids are out of school, or if I'm, let's say, before I had kids, pre-Owen and Hudson in my 20s, I would never have based it on the school year. You're so right.
Right.
It's unfair because there's so many people out there who aren't parents who are going or past it going, we don't care about the school year. It means nothing to us. Absolutely nothing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Allison, I never thought about it. It's a total, if you have kids, you're going by the school year.
By
but
school
if you
year?
Don't,
I know.
You're still living your life in September.
I will agree that this weather right now sucks.
Yeah.
I need my 80s back.
We're going through it.
Summer, I was telling you, you know, we got to the end of September, technically. Yeah.
Technically.
So summer.
You're a solstice girl. I got you.
Yes, girl.
I got you.
Exactly. All right. Can I tell you one real quick thing before we go, though? Can I tell you my tiny victory?
Your little victory?
My little victory, yes.
Sure.
My little victory is, as of this morning, I have officially lost 75 pounds.
Hey, that's a big victory, Dow.
Yes, normally we don't go back to the last segment, but screw it. For you, we will, Allison.
I know. I'm going to squeeze it in. Thank you.
Hey, listen, guess what, though? You could always leave it on the app. You know, you got the Odyssey app chiming
in. Leave a voice message. Always leave us a voice message.
We do it at the beginning and the end of the show. So
yes,
you can, you know, go ahead and do that.
Congratulations on 75 pounds, Allison.
Thank you.
Amazing.
We're doing good.
Nice.
Doing great.
All right. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you guys. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. We're talking about when is summer over, not the actual dates according to the calendar when it becomes fall. We all know that's in September.
This is a you thing.
This is a you
when
thing.
When is summer over?
Because I just don't know. Sherry in Caledonia texted in and said, I would have to say after Labor Day for sure.
Okay.
I also agree with Allison when it stops being warm. And somebody else said, stop saying the bad F word, fall.
We ready to bleep it. Don't worry.
Our bad.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Healthy argument at the radio station yesterday about when summer starts and ends. Is Labor Day it? Is it the actual day in whatever it is, September something?
Are you a solstice girly?
When the season ends? Or is it when your kids go back to school? But so, not everybody has kids. Let's go to Eddie in Mequon this morning and see what she thinks. Hi, Eddie.
Morning.
Hi.
Okay, so this is surprisingly a bigger argument than I realized. When does summer end for you?
It ends, obviously, to me for the weather because my kids are already grown.
Okay, so you have grown kids. This is important to know. So you don't care about the school year, probably. In fact, when the buses come back on the road, they annoy you because they slow down your drive in the morning.
Unless you work in a school system. 100%. You don't get a summer, like summer, quote unquote, right? No break.
The roads, yes, get way more backed up.
The weather is changing. So we get summer sometimes into October, even November nowadays.
She's not wrong.
I agree, dude. I said I got married in November in 2009. It was 75 degrees on November.
There you go.
It was seriously like the nicest day ever.
It's been warmer and warmer later into the season for sure.
Yeah. So I don't disagree with you that you can live a great life well into November.
Through October,
girl,
baby.
Girl. So
I agree.
Yeah. All right, Eddie. All right. So Eddie says
thank
weather.
You.
Thanks.
Appreciate
bye.
You. Bye.
All right, let's go to Leon in Milwaukee. She heard me say,
heard
I get mad when the regulars never call.
Mm-hmm.
I think that made her call. Leon is our flower lady. She puts flowers all throughout the city. Hey, Leon.
Funny. Good morning, good morning.
Morning, Leon.
I heard everything you said.
She listens, she just doesn't call. That's okay, we can receive that as well.
I call. I'm the one that just keeps ringing, and I'm like, damn it, I can't call it.
So she gives up, and she goes, screw it. Yeah, she's the one that can't get through.
Okay, well, then we'll defend you. Our bad, then.
Leon, when does summer end?
Thank you. It ends on Labor Day.
Okay.
I go from Memorial Day to the start and Labor
Day
to the end.
That's what our boss said yesterday. Yeah, she agreed with that.
That's exactly how I do it.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe it is Labor Day for a lot of people. And Leon, you don't have little kids or anything, right?
No, I don't.
So
I got littles, you know, as grandchildren and, you know.
Yeah.
Little from your littles, right.
And this is important because DZ and I, a lot of our life right now revolves around the school year,
100%.
You know, and that's not the case when they're before you started this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Aaron's
well,
a teacher.
Technically it was
Aaron's
the case.
A teacher.
Right.
But if you don't have them, you know what I mean? So that's interesting.
No kids and not being in the educational system,
you don't have any idea. Care.
You don't care.
No.
School doesn't matter for summer, but for us, summer. Summer is when school starts.
Listen to this. Shoop texted and he says when baseball playoffs start. Sports is how you're going to measure it, Shoop. Come on.
Hey, don't take it from him.
Such a guy thing to do.
Go ahead. Do your thing, Shoop.
All right. Thanks for calling. Leo.
We appreciate you, Leo.
Yeah,
love you.
Have a great day. Love you guys.
Love
I'm here.
I'm here.
We know.
She's
much
so
love.
Cute. Somebody said when the pumpkin spice comes out at Starbucks. Well, if that
then
was then it's over because it came out a month ago.
Summer was over 3 weeks
Forget
ago, dog.
Forget that, man.
Nope.
Karen from West Bend texted in to 414-533-1037. She said summer ends for me when I have to wear a flannel for the first time.
Cold. Once it gets cold.
Janice in West Bend texted in. Hey, Janice in West Bend said summer's over when kids go back to school and Labor Day weekend is over. Okay. All right.
Half like us.
Should we go to Karen in Tishigan?
Speaking of Karen.
Speaking of people that work in the school system.
Ah, that part too.
She works at the district office, so she's been working all summer.
Oh, that sucks.
Which sucks. Hey, Karen.
You ain't getting no summer.
Hey.
Okay.
She's like us. She works all year round.
All year round, baby.
Hey, girl.
You betcha.
Morning.
Hey.
So when does the school year? Listen to me. Now I'm stuck on the school year. When does summer start and end? This is the argument.
Well, when my kids were little, it was definitely based on the school year. Mm-hmm. But now that they're adults, and I hate fall and winter, it is summer until I have to wear, like, sweaters.
Yes, girl.
So she'll take it into November if she'll let it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it'll let her, technically.
And you can take it
exactly.
into December. I'm telling you.
No, okay. December's getting crazy. It's just a warm fall.
No. I bought my house December 6th, 2014.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. I may generally. It was raining when I moved. My yard was like muddy in December when I moved into that house over 10 years ago. So what I know I said my wedding was in November. I got moved in December and I have these vivid memories of the weather. There's no snow. Wasn't cold.
No.
There have been some days in December that have been warm. I remember them, like around Christmas. Yeah, I don't like that. In December, I want it to be cold.
Well, that makes one of us.
At least one of us, dog.
Karen, we love you. Thank you for calling.
I love you more.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
I started talking about December, and I forgot what she even said. When did she say it? What was her answer? Did she say?
Karen said now that she ain't got kids.
Yeah, what'd she say?
It's when the weather gets bad. When she got to throw them jackets on. Once it's no longer nice out.
I'm the person who doesn't listen. And then I go, what did you say for everyone else who wasn't listening? And then I bring it back around. See?
You'll bring it back around.
I should be leading. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. My brain. Okay, let's go to Waylon and Chaya in Wavaca. Waylon is 7 and Chaya is his mom.
Y'all.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, when does summer end? Very serious discussion.
I think summer ends when I start school and I like to wear sweaters.
Do you have to have both of those things happening, Waylon?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to necessarily wear a sweater on
first
day after Labor Day. I mean, it's not going to be that cold.
I don't think so.
No.
So maybe the second or third day might be when summer's over?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mom, what about you, Chaya? What do you think?
I say summer ends when the leaves really start changing and my husband's gone hunting all the time.
Okay, can I tell you
hunting
something?
Season.
Yes, girl. And let me, because that, then it feels like it's not summer anymore when he's gone.
Fair.
I also want to remind you, DZ, and everyone listening, that in September, I have been known to lay at the pool all month long once the kids are finally... If they leave the pool open at Princeton and it's warm, I will be out there all of September. To me, that's summer. If I'm laying by a pool in September... It's summer, dude.
It's only rule of thumb that you got to close pools on Labor Day.
That's the rule. But if it's warm and they keep it open,
it's not
great.
It's not a law.
People keep it open. People continue to boat after Labor Day if it's warm. Not everybody puts their boat away.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, wait. Not,
I don't know why I'm fighting for this like I own a pool and a boat, dude. I don't know why I'm so passionate.
Every time you bring water into it, I'm like, okay, you know you got a point.
Like, easy, think about it.
Listen, Waylon, tell you, maybe summer isn't over until
just
November.
Yeah. Maybe.
You got a problem. No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM?
So every day, DZ gives his advice, and then you give yours too. And it's about a gift being too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Listen up.
Okay.
Says, Allie and DZ, I'm thinking about getting my girlfriend an iPad. It's around $300. We're both in our mid-20s, still living at home. So even though we're doing okay financially, it's a pretty big chunk of change for me. She's dropped hints about wanting other smaller things, but I really want to do something a little bit bigger. Without it being like a huge commitment, though. An iPad feels useful, and it shows that I'm invested without making her think that I'm about to propose or anything. My main worry is whether to go all out on the iPad or just stick to the smaller things she's suggested. It's basically about finding that sweet spot between what I want to give and what she actually wants. Keeping in mind, where we're at in our relationship and not putting any pressure on her. At the end of the day, I just want her to be happy and I want to make a smart choice.
Okay. You know something is trying too hard, right? I see this sometimes with gifts, and I've done this, where you buy someone an inappropriate gift. Maybe you spend $500 on someone you should not be spending $500 on. You're trying too hard, right?
Yeah.
Now, do we know how long they've been together?
It don't say. It really don't, but I'm assuming it hasn't been long.
Okay.
They're both still living at home. I don't think it's been
years. And she doesn't want him spending all that money on a gift for her.
She's already suggested other smaller things. I don't know if he's even told her he's thinking, hey, I want to get you this iPad. Bro, $300 though?
That's not bad. No, that's a really good deal.
That's a really good deal.
That's a good deal. That's why I was like, well, how long have they been together?
I had to look it up.
And are they both spending this much money on each other?
Cause,
or is it weird?
It's a birthday, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to show her some love. $300, I don't think is too bad. I actually like the fact
either.
That it's non-committal, right? It's not jewelry. It's not like you're paying for a trip or
and
some excursion.
And they're in a relationship. It's their boyfriend. I mean, it's not like there's a confusion on where they stand.
But is this what she
they're
wants?
They're in a relationship.
Is this what she wants, or are you just trying to make some show? Are you trying to peacock right now?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? That's are what you, worries me.
Are you
me.
Trying
showing
to do too
off.
Much? You know, are you just trying to, like, make some grand gesture, and you know she's going to love it? I don't know if you're confident in buying this iPad, right?
You know, I always say gifts are about us. Like, we buy them to feel good, to give something to somebody else
that
at the
part.
End of the day.
That part.
You want you do it. It should be a win-win for everyone. They're happy and you're happy. But at the end of the day, you really got to dig with gifts sometimes and go, am I trying too hard for myself?
Yep.
Is this what they want? Is this a good idea? Is this practical? Do they want this? Or do I want this?
Do I want this?
See where I'm going?
I see exactly
worry.
Where you're going with
That's
it.
That's my worry.
It might be that you're thinking, I want this, so I'm going to get it for her. She's going to think, wow, he spent $300 on me. My advice.
Yeah, what's your advice?
Take the $300 you're going to spend on the iPad and buy her a bunch of stuff. I get that you've never spent that much money on your girl. That's why I'm going.
It's a lot of money.
There's no way they've been together that long if you think $300 is a lot to spend on your partner. Just being real with you. And if you've been together for longer than a year, I would say that you've blown $300 out the water.
Well, you could do that in a weekend.
That part. This has to be a fresh relationship.
Yeah.
You're trying to show some commitment because now you're catching real feelings, not just flutter, you know, cupcake feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, them kindergarten butterflies
totally.
That you get when you first start cupcaking.
Yes.
Now you want to commit to something realer. Go with what she's giving you. Give her
what
she wants.
Well, an iPad's not romantic if you're trying to take it to the next level anyway.
I don't think he wants to go romantic.
Oh, well then.
I just think he wants to go big. Go big or go home mentality without being romantic.
Well, then if you're going to spend that much and you want her to go, you need to do something like jewelry, not an iPad. That's all I'm saying as far as if you're wanting a reaction and excitement and she's told you not to, I don't know. You don't have to get a ring. I'm not saying a ring. Just
something
nice, like a necklace or a bracelet or, you know, that's just a suggestion. All right, you know, let's go to the phones quick and see what they think. 414-533-1037. We'll take a caller and see what they have to say. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Callie in Sussex.
Morning, Callie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Okay. Are you listening to this? He bought his girlfriend, or wants to, or did already.
He wants to buy her
a $300 iPad.
Mm-hmm. But she's already given him other lists for smaller things. It's $300.
He's not listening.
He's not. He's trying to go, well, I want to do the iPad because it's bigger. Spend the $300 on her.
He's
in
doing
the
thing like your parents do where they go, you need this. And you're like, that's not what I want.
That's not what I want.
Kelly, what do you think?
I think he should get her the iPad.
Wow.
He has his heart set on that's what he wants to give her. I think that's what he should do.
Be himself and then let her receive it how she receives it?
Exactly.
Keep the receipt in case she wants to return it?
What if she doesn't like
it?
Yeah, thank you. What if she's like, I don't need an iPad? Like, imagine you get someone an iPad and they go, I didn't want an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be mad. I'd be like, I didn't ask
Who
for this.
Who doesn't want an iPad?
The people that...
Kelly. She would be a little ungrateful if she did that.
Sure.
It's an iPad. Even if it's not an iPad, like targeted or whatever, it's a tablet.
I'm not
Who
saying
want
you
technology?
Don't want the tablet. I'm saying when I look and I go, oh, you were going to spend that on me? That's not what I asked you to spend that on me. And now I have something I didn't need and I told you what I wanted and now you wasted $300 on a tablet when I have an iPhone right here that I can use.
Mm.
Not everybody wants a tablet. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I hear you.
I mean, hell yeah, I'd take an iPad. You want to buy me one? Of course I'm going to take one.
I'm not
a moron.
You feel me? That's what
I mean.
And that's what Kelly's saying.
I'm just saying. Anyway, by the way, Ebony texted in and said, it's my boo in Sussex, Kelly. Okay, you guys go flirt off the air. Love you guys.
Bye.
She said, buy the iPad.
Wow.
I hear where both sides are coming from. I think invest the entire $300 that you're going to spend on the iPad on something that she actually wants. Blow the bag still.
Aaron
just
wrote
not an
in.
iPad.
Your wife wrote in. She said, the first gift DZ bought me after dating 2 months was over $100. What'd you buy her?
Don't worry about it.
You don't remember, do you?
Don't worry about
what it. What was it?
The first gift I bought her?
She said the first gift DZ bought me after dating 2 months was over $100. Do you remember what she's talking about?
No, she's talking about the necklace I got her.
Aww.
Don't challenge me like I don't know.
I don't know. You've been married 100 years. You got 2 kids. It would be okay if you forgot something in the beginning at this point. I'm telling you. David from East Troy said, $300? Is it stolen? She might need that iPad. Where did that come from, David?
What? Bruh, they're on sale at Target for $300 right now, my man.
Oh, that's what he's implying.
The iPad is not stolen.
Dude, technology gets cheaper, David. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next. Got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So he wants to spend $300 on an iPad for his girl, even though she told him she wanted something else.
Mm-hmm.
McKenna in Germantown texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, my guy is overthinking. Women rarely tell you what they want. The fact that she told him what she wants, easy money, take advantage that she told you.
True, 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 true.
McKenna has a point.
Take the $300 and spend it on what she wants. Yes. Just cash out.
Somebody said, don't peacock. She may really want something on that list you're depriving her of.
Ding, ding, ding.
Or
peacock,
that's
man.
From Jessica. Jessica texted that in.
Puff your chest out. Make yourself feel good.
Or do that because Ebony doesn't mind. Oh! Ebony in Milwaukee. Pull her up, my girl. This girl. I'm not going to put her business out there.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Yes, I am. Anyway, Ebony. Ebony. So, what do you think?
So basically, I just kind of feel like us women, you know, sometimes we're not always that complex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just want a couple little cute things and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we want a house. So
that's not complex at all.
Nope,
no,
and she's right.
That's simple to understand.
Like, if she told the man, hey, listen, babe, just go to Five Below and make me a basket. Do exactly that.
Yes.
Do exactly that.
Yes, because you're asking for it.
When you overshoot it, you could scare her away.
You think that it's an iPad. It's not like it is a promise ring, a necklace,
but
a piece of jewelry that might make more of a commitment that she's ready to make and scare her off. He's going, it's tech. She could watch Netflix on it.
But listen, DZ, you're a guy, so you don't get it. Listen, hey.
I'm here, girl. Talk to us.
You know how it is. It's like, look.
I told you what I want.
If a man is asking, hey, I want to get you something. What would you like? And you tell this man a couple ideas. Would you be thrown off if he comes out of the woodwork with an item that you never even asked for?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
this is a lot of how women feel sometimes with engagement rings. Like you tell a dude and then he comes back with something different. You're like, I thought we talked about this. This is awkward.
Yeah.
You don't want to be ungrateful, but now the guy didn't listen.
Well,
you're like,
you
I told
like
you what I wanted.
Mm.
Man,
I told
you. You don't want to seem ungrateful, so you're going to accept it. But it's like the guy should just go for whatever she asked for. Go that route. Don't do too much. Don't do too less.
I feel like he's making it about him if he gets the iPad because it's what he, that's why I say gifts are about what we want. It's to make us feel good and then hopefully it makes them feel good in return. He's doing what he thinks, not again, what it's not about her. It's about
like,
her, but
oh
it's not.
God,
exactly.
Do you see the problem?
Yeah. Oh, yo, I've been seeing the problem.
Ooh-wee. Ebony, love you. Gotta go.
Love you, girl.
Bye.
Mwah.
Y'all are funny.
Pull up David in East Troy. He's mad at me because he said I didn't read his whole text.
Oh, excuse us,
excuse me, David.
His text come in terrible.
Yeah, don't blame me. Blame the fake producer sitting here.
Blame the non-existent.
David.
Good morning.
What did I miss on your text message?
That she's going to need that iPad to surf those dating apps when they're done.
Oh,
David!
Wow.
You are.
If the girl gives you instructions, you better follow them. That's how this works.
I was about to say, could anyone be more pessimistic about love than me? Welcome, David.
David.
My God.
Says she wants to see the picture
on
the iPad.
Fire dating.
He said, what'd you say?
I said co-starring on Dumpster Fire Dating.
David, my next special guest.
Yeah, he's saying go ahead.
Not
follow,
he's not wrong.
Follow the instructions.
He's saying do what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Somebody, Allie in Brookfield, texted in and said, get the iPad and one to two of the little things. It shows some initiative and listening skills. I actually don't mind that. And then Bella said, get her all the things.
So spend $300
I want to know
iPad.
Where he's getting an iPad for $300.
I'm telling you, they're on sale right now. I had to make some Googles myself.
Did you?
I was like, ain't no way that he's only buying $300. And sure enough,
you guys, I got a MacBook for
Target, QVC.
I got a refurbished Mac for like $500 a few years ago. If you can get a whole computer, you can get an iPad refurbished.
These are brand new.
So what?
I'm talking about
brand new.
Brand new. The A16 chips. The 11-inch iPad.
Everybody has one now.
It's because Apple's rolling them out. So multiple places, big box stores, got them on sale for $299 right now.
And that's why, because we moved on thinking they're still $1,000. We didn't know.
Right. So he's going, right. Honestly, that's 300 isn't that bad. You could get the iPad and all the things on her list.
You know
really
what I feel
cash
like?
Out.
I feel like this is like buying her a video game console she didn't ask for. I know True. It's a stretch, but it's similar.
It
in
is.
My
no,
mind.
It is. No, it is. 100% is.
I don't get it. Oh, well, we got to talk. We got one more person on the phone, David. Love you.
All right, have a good day.
Love,
Bye.
Man. Peace.
Bye. All right. I'm excited to pull him up. Pull up his
oh, God.
Punk self. Tony and Racine, the mascot man. Hey.
I don't know if we want the advice.
I know you do the most for us, probably than any other regular on the planet. They're going to kill us for saying that, but it's true.
Don't know if we really want the advice.
I don't know
still.
If we want your advice, though.
But, oh, my goodness.
We'll take it, man.
I mean,
we'll
hi.
Take it.
Hi. How are ya?
You know, I think I'm pretty good at giving gifts since I brought somebody a back. You know, heat wrap on the spot,
oh,
you
yeah.
know.
He did show up in a moment of you know. Chaos at the radio station and give DZ a whole bunch of things when DZ was having a nervous breakdown.
It was a back issue.
I forgot
issue.
About that day.
Nervous breakdown.
Oh, was it a nervous breakdown?
No,
oh,
it was
I
just back
thought,
issues.
Oh, that was it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Back pain.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's okay.
All right, whatever. Anyway, good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Holla at us, man. Give us the advice. No, you really are a good gift giver, for real, for
mm-hmm.
real.
And I think he needs to, if he wants to flex, then he should get something very personal to them. Not jewelry.
Yeah, that, an iPad's personal not personal. Her,
it
but
isn't.
But something that, you know, when I give a gift, I look at a couple things. Is it going to make your life easier? Is it going to help you? Or where is it going to put me in the status?
Oh.
He's doing what would I want. That's the game he's playing.
Yeah,
right
kind of.
Yeah.
No, I don't do what I want. Trust me, the gifts I give. I don't care for it, but if I can get a great smile and a good memory out of it, then to me, that was a good gift.
That's how you
if
make
you
someone
know,
feel.
Like,
it's
you
the
know
little
it's
things
yeah.
that matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
an
know,
iPad might not
that,
necessarily be
you know,
it.
The back thing, right? It was like, yo, I heard you on air. You were in pain. You're trying to find a remedy. Boom. There you go.
There's right. a remedy. Well, that's because you're a problem solver. Tony, you're one of those people who just wants to solve the problem. So you're like, he needs this. I'm showing up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved.
She might not need this iPad at all.
Thank you.
I mean, what's the iPad for? Is it going to help her in her job?
Telling
if
you.
Not, then,
if I asked
you know.
My dude for a bunch of little stuff and he showed up with a piece of technology I didn't need, I'd be like, thanks. And
right.
then I'd feel like I was ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be awkward. And I'd be like,
and then
as the woman,
I
might spiral and go, he didn't listen. He doesn't like me. He doesn't pay attention. Am I with the wrong guy?
He just bought whatever.
He bought whatever he right. thought. He doesn't know me. You get the wrong woman, well, and then you start spiraling.
Meanwhile,
dude.
He's thinking, well, I thought it would help
God.
Her with her job, or she'd enjoy
the,
you know.
And she's like, I didn't want the iPad.
She could save her cooking recipes
she's
in the
like,
iPad
oh,
or something.
You think I suck at my job? You think I need help with my job?
Right, right.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Lord.
You want me to
gonna get
more?
The iPad when they break up, though, because that's a high ticket.
Oh, she keeps it. Her. She keeps
dude,
it.
Everyone, you keep the gifts that were given to you.
She keeps
no,
it. For sure.
Does he know that?
Ah, not our problem.
Not our problem.
That's another
at all.
Dumb. That's another edition of what would DZ do? So mad at you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Por qué? Why?
Por qué? Yo tengo.
Uh-huh, you have.
Un problemo.
A problem. Problema.
Con.
With.
To.
Me.
Si.
Because you got a problem with me?
Si.
Por qué? Why?
Pero.
But.
Wait, no, wait. Go back. Por qué?
Because.
To.
I.
Didn't tell me.
No te dije.
Thank you. That.
Que.
Que. To.
Yo.
We're going to be a Mexican fiesta.
I didn't tell.
Jerk.
Well, hold on.
DZ didn't tell me he was going to be at Mexican fiesta this weekend. I'm so upset, dude.
I didn't realize I was going to be at Mexican fiesta this week.
That's rude. How rude.
All I knew is rude. I had an event. What event? I just knew it was on Harbor Drive.
I walked into the kitchen yesterday. Let me get my stack
popped
of tickets
bad,
out.
Popped them bad boys out. What's
oh,
up?
My God. Where's my Mexican fiesta tickets? I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All right. So I get these tickets so I can take the kids and everybody else I want. And I come back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go to Mexican fiesta. Yes, this weekend. Oh, I really wish they had us out there.
And I'm going through emails.
And DZ goes, oh, ironically, I'm out there. I go, excuse me?
What?
What the hell?
It's like, well.
Jerk. You're such
nah,
a jerk.
But for real, for
Did
real,
you
though.
Forget that you're at Mexican Fiesta? You're there on what, Friday?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there tomorrow. From
okay.
3 to 5, we're going to be hanging out, chilling, wepiando con la gente.
Hey! good.
We got wristbands, like fun little friendship beads to give out to people, swag. We're going to be at the table cooling.
A lot of people speak Spanish to you, obviously. Do you think it'll be interesting when people don't realize you speak Spanish? Because there are still people out there that don't know you're Colombian. And so when you open your mouth, sometimes they're surprised.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think people don't realize I am fully Latino.
They what do come you mean? Up to Explain.
Me, they'll come up to me and think I only know a couple words in Spanish. And then I start really speaking, like fluently having an elaborate conversation. And they go,
Both parents Colombian, moved here when you were three from Colombia. Both parents. Still all your family in Colombia, like 100% Colombian.
We are actively teaching our children. My wife, Erin, and I are teaching both of our boys, our youngest, Danison and Sammy, Spanish.
Spanish is your first language.
It's my first language. Yeah. I speak it as well as I speak English.
We've also talked about being Afro-Latino, being a black man, and how people assume, they never assume you're Latino because you're black, and then when you speak Spanish, they're still like, what? Whoa, which is totally a stereotype we need to get past. Hilarious.
And it's even the Afro-Latino aspect that makes me look less Hispanic to them, because they're like, oh, you know Spanish. Duh.
You're like, yeah, I'm just as Latino as you.
Right.
Right.
Right. But,
or more.
But tomorrow at Mexican Fiesta, guess who's pulling up? Sombrero and all, baby. But literally, though, I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie. I remember, and this was when I was still healing from surgery. I was still coming back and, you know, all whoopy and loopy, right? Mm-hmm. But they were like, all right, there's an event on August 9th and then on the 22nd. Save it on your calendar. And I went, cool. I just put a hold in my calendar, moved on with my life, didn't realize what it was. One was Neo, obviously.
At the Wisconsin State Fair, and the other one was Mexican Fiesta. But you didn't realize it when you put it on your calendar because you were out of it from the knee surgery.
And I couldn't really tell you if I was explicitly told what it was, because when we followed up and it was confirmed that the 22nd was a go, none of the paperwork said what it was. It only said the address. So then I just hard locked it on my calendar and went, Harbor Drive, the 22nd, you gonna be there. more information will come as needed. Well, and then yesterday was when I got the information that
you were gonna be at Mexican Fiesta. I'm like, unbelievable, DZ. Well, we're getting texts. Allie, call Amelia, she'll take you. I mean, I would love to go with my Mexican friends. I can go by myself as well. I don't mind, but I'll go with all you guys if you want.
I'll go with
my Colombian friend, DZ.
I'm there 3 to 5 tomorrow. Pull up.
So I've got my tickets, and I hope everyone has a great time. Mexican Fiesta going down this weekend. Go see DZ tomorrow.
Tickets are only $20, literally. And kids 8 and under are for the freezy. So come on now.
Oh, even better. Even better. All right, fantastic. We'll see you at Mexican Fiesta this weekend.
That part.
You ready to get into Am I the Jerk?
I genuinely don't know today. I'm going to be real with you. I do not know today.
Awkward.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody said, am I the jerk for reaching out to my son's ex? Yikes.
How?
Well, let's hear it out.
Why?
You're not supposed to talk to your children's exes.
When?
This is not okay, but hold on.
I mean,
this is called loyalty.
I think that depends on cases.
There are cases. When I got divorced, obviously, my in-laws, still supportive to this day.
Point in case.
We have kids together, though, so it's different. But here's what it says. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for reaching out to my son's ex? My son and his girlfriend broke up after 7 years together. No kids. We really loved her. They had a great relationship, we thought, and had welcomed her into our house many times over the years. We were surprised when they called it quits, but all my son really told us was that the relationship had run its course. They're in their late 20s. They didn't really want to get married or have kids. He just felt like it was done. So he broke up with her, and she was upset, and he was too, in fairness. But I couldn't imagine not reaching out to her after feeling like she's my daughter-in-law. I sent her a long letter telling her I was so sorry my son had broken up with her.
But she wasn't your daughter-in-law.
Telling her I was so sorry my son had broken up with her, and she's always welcome in our home. She and him are very mature and don't have much drama, but he was not happy. that I had reached out to her.
Why would he be?
I didn't tell him. His sister told him.
Oh.
After I told her.
Oh.
I probably shouldn't have told anyone, but I wanted to make sure that she was okay, and it is what it is. Am I the jerk for reaching out to my son's ex-girlfriend?
I mean, I feel like your son was going to find out regardless, because the ex was eventually going to tell him, I think.
Dude, reaching out and saying, I'm so sorry my son broke up with you, like, or broke your heart or whatever. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Now you're throwing your son under the bus.
They clearly had a great relationship, though. You know, obviously she felt comfortable enough to reach out and say, hey, girl to girl, right?
This was
past like son daughter or son mother, whatever.
Even when I got divorced and I was pregnant,
yeah,
my in-laws never said anything bad about their son. They just showed up and helped me and made sure I had support. This was going, so sorry, my son broke up with you. Like, no. That's where the loyalty gets icky in my mind.
It's the wording.
I'm like,
oh.
Now you're talking smack about, like, if my mom called my ex and said, I'm so sorry, my daughter broke your heart, I'd be like, Mom, what is wrong with you?
See, I wasn't thinking about it.
Why would you do that?
I wasn't thinking about the wording. I was just thinking, you know, that's nice that the mother reached out and said, hey, you know, hope you're doing good. Sorry that the relationship didn't work out. But that's not what she said.
No, it's like this is a matter of you've got to stick with your kids. Unless your kids are awful. No.
Do you know?
This is where I come to the other side. No. If your kids are treating people like garbage, no, you don't.
Because
it doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't sound like they were treating each other like garbage.
No.
It sounds like they're a very civilized, you know, ex-couple, whatever.
It sounds like they were shocked. Here's the other thing. We don't know what goes on in people's relationships. The moms are writing in saying, well, they had a great relationship. Says who?
Right.
You.
From what you saw.
Because on Facebook, they have nice pictures and they look nice together in pictures. That
when they're at
nothing.
Your house, they're
that means,
behaved?
That means nothing. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I've been in enough relationships to know people have dark sides and light sides.
Sure.
In and
sure.
out of it.
100%.
And there is no way you know what's going on in people's houses.
But you know what else I heard within the writing of what fake mother-in-law wrote?
What?
She saw herself as the mother-in-law.
Mm.
She had already
like
projected.
They were married.
Yeah, she had projected marriage onto them because they had been together for over 5 years. 7 years? Right?
7 years together.
Yeah, bro. You're thinking, oh, yeah, this is endgame for them. They're about to be Taylor and Travis. They're getting married.
And then they didn't.
And they don't.
Emily from downtown texted in, jerk.
Wow.
You guys are going for.
Oh, dang. Gunning for moms.
John from Kenosha said, yes, she's a jerk.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't think reaching out is the worst thing in the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like she said, hey, I want to be friends with you. It was just like a letter for closure for the mother, right?
David from the East Side texted in and said, same situation a few years ago. My mom reached out to my ex. My mom didn't know my ex cheated on me.
Oh.
Now I have a rule that my mom can't meet a girlfriend until after I date them for 6 months. So he got cheated on, didn't tell his mom out just to
just
he didn't want
to protect you, right?
And personal.
Mm-hmm.
Personal. And then his mom reaches.
He was protecting his own privacy, and then it backfired.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay.
Okay, all right. 414-533-1037. Is this mom the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex?
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wrote into the show, this mom wants to know if she's a jerk for reaching out to her son's ex. They were together for 7 years. They're in their late 20s. They broke up. It run its course. She decided to reach out and say, I'm so sorry. My son broke up with you. Are you okay?
Yeah, that sounds a little weird.
Didn't go well when the son found out through the sister.
Don't know how it would go well, but.
Didn't go well. Let's start with Lindsay in Johnson Creek this morning. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are the outlets?
They're great. I don't go there a whole ton, though, because they're too close.
Well,
it's not something
special. It'd be dangerous.
They're
shout out to close. Pinecone while we're at it. But anyway,
Lindsay. Yeah,
woo! Lindsay, is the mom the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Wow.
Explain.
Oh, okay. So I'm a mental health and addiction therapist, and so to me, it's a complicated family dynamic.
Okay.
I think when you introduce somebody to your family and you integrate them in, especially for 7 years worth of time, there is a deep relationship connection that happens regardless.
Sure. I can receive
and
that.
So for me, there has to be sentimentality and emotion there regardless of any other situation.
Mm.
Now, except what she said, I don't know because I don't know the full context of the letter.
Right.
But I would say overall in this situation, I definitely empathize with the mom thinking that, hey, this person was going to be a part of our future and our family. And so that's why I'm going to say not the jerk.
Oh, the mom's grieving the loss just like the son is. The mom's grieving the loss of that family. Much like this is what happens with divorce as well.
Sure.
I mean, same thing.
Exactly.
And you don't have to be married to have these losses and these breakups. You can be together
Absolutely not.
A while, create some kind of bond with a family, and then it's just devastating when you don't get to have them in your life anymore.
But
it's
heartbreaking.
But do
you have to write a letter to them?
No, that's a choice. That was a choice.
A choice for her.
Definitely
clearly, there was enough connection and sentimentality there in the relationship, though, where she, I mean, like you said, DZ, she said she's like my daughter-in-law. So she, regardless of marriage or not, saw this person as her daughter.
But she's throwing the son under the bus, and
low
I can't
key.
Let that go, Lindsay. I'm stuck on that.
Sounds like it a little bit now that you pointed it out.
Now what do I? I feel like we're talking to a therapist. Now what?
Basically, what up?
What about him?
What about him?
What about him?
I don't know the full context of the letter, so it's hard to say, but
I understand
where the mother is coming from. I've had this happen to me in really long relationships as well. So.
Okay. It happened to my sister with one of her
dudes. My mom as well in that situation. I wasn't like the happiest, but I could understand her perspective.
Oh, my sister was very upset when my mom did this. But my mom should not have reached out to him. He was not a good dude.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that until they broke up. And then my mom reached out and my sister went, are you crazy? Like, you cannot. We know. And it was awkward. But
who knows what we don't know out of their relationship?
You don't know what goes on in people's relationships.
Closed doors.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling, Lindsay. Love you.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Much love. Bye. That was so good.
I know. She said you got it. She's thinking about everybody. Let's go to Rico, though, because, he doesn't care about those feelings.
Rico stands on
business.
Hey,
Rico.
Good morning, Wepa.
Good morning, Wepa.
Is she the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex after they broke up?
Yes, because if he's grown, then it's none of her business.
Ooh.
Obviously, if he's out of the house, and I understand the relationship thing, but this is a grown man's business. And if your parents, you might have said, she can be part of the family and all that sort of stuff. You don't know the situation, so why are you putting your nose into it?
True.
Well, and even think about, not to bring it back to mine, but mine, I had kids involved. Like, there were reasons that my exes, my in-laws had to continue to try to talk to me.
Because they're grandparents.
Yeah, they're grandparents, There are no kids involved here, which makes this icky,
If there's no kids involved, then there's not really a big attachment. I mean, they could have spent so much holidays together and all this special time and memories and everything. But when it comes to somebody that you love and care about, if you're not really good with that relationship and you don't see a future, go somewhere else. Make a new life.
True.
Start something new.
Wait
like
a second.
I did.
But when
you've
got family standing behind you that might be waiting on those grandbabies, might be projecting those grandbabies, and think after 7 years
that you're getting them,
in maybe two, three more, she might get them grandbabies.
It kills her hope. And as someone, you go through breakups, it kills your hope when you go through breakups. But that's the parents are now. Now it's too far. It's like a step past it. He and the girl should be grieving.
Not the mom, but the mother. Listen,
that was her future. Grandkids.
The mother is grieving
her
the loss
future.
Of a daughter-in-law she
100%.
Didn't have and grandbaby she didn't have.
That was her family.
That was her. She had projected the white picket fence for them.
100%.
Yeah, but I mean, you just got to mind your own business in this situation. I mean, I've had past relationships that I've gone out of and, the other parent was trying to sit there and emphasize, you should stay together for the best of this, the best of that. No, it's my decision.
They do get involved when they shouldn't in the other way and try to
keep
you together when you shouldn't be together. So that is another side we could talk about sometime,
Touché.
Rico.
But, Touché.
All right. Exactly. Thanks, Rico. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Love,
thank
man.
You
peace.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you,
so
man.
Torn because
that jerk stood on it, though.
It really might be situational. We got to go to the tiebreaker, but because I'm thinking about situations where someone was treated horribly, and no, you shouldn't be in communication with that person. I think about times where they just ran its course, like this lady, and it's like she's had a relationship with this person. How is she supposed to just act like she doesn't exist anymore?
True.
You have a relationship with her.
But we don't know. They could have been
loyal.
A magical relationship on the surface, but then behind closed doors, they could have been toxic as ever.
Well, what if he's like treating her like garbage and the mom doesn't know this?
Right?
What if? I'm presenting scenarios.
Any scenario is feasible because we don't know enough. All we know is that mom overstepped.
Or what if she's treating him like garbage, I meant to say, and the mom doesn't know. And so now the mom, you know what I'm saying?
I know
you
what you're
don't
saying.
Know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
But we are split.
Right.
What we do know is that we're split.
Yeah, let's go to Ariana in West Dallas, one of our regulars. She picked Bad Bunny as her theme song. Buenos dias. Hey, Ariana, what do you think? You're the tiebreaker. Is she the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex?
I said not the jerk for reaching out, definitely.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a context about like the bringing up the son. You know, she should have not brought up the son at all.
Sure.
But
how do you not?
How do you not? That's the only reason you're writing a letter.
It's the
I'm
sorry you broke your heart.
Like, hey, I hope you're doing well. Like, basically, like, wishing you the best kind of thing, you know?
Oh, okay.
Whenever you have the whole son thing, you know? Because honestly, I have my son and I have a great, like, with Allie, I have a great relationship with my ex's, you know?
Yes,
like,
you have a good relationship
like
with your ex,
yeah,
the baby, the father of your kid.
She reached out ASAP before even I had my son, you know? Like, hey, you know what? I hope you're doing well. So I appreciated that.
Okay.
Honestly. So like, hey, but
do we
honestly,
have more in common than I knew, Ariana?
We do.
Look at y'all.
Actually, we do.
I can't believe how many women come up to me that went through like breakups pregnant like I did. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's traumatic and I'm way past it now, so we can talk about it. But wow. Okay.
We do, Allie.
Girl,
I'm telling you. No, but other
got a lot
than
in common with the women in this city.
Mob ties out here. Mom ties, I should say.
No, but I don't think she's a jerk for reaching out. Just maybe not bringing up the fight, you know, just like, hey, wishing you the best kind of thing, you know?
Sure.
It was 7 years, almost a decade. Come
That's
on
true.
Now.
That's true.
Like, what were you supposed to say? Not say anything?
That's
after
true.
That?
Yeah, you have a relationship. Yeah, that'd be weird.
In a perfect world, yeah. You stay quiet, stay out stay out the relationship, but that's not how it works.
Is that not the jerk?
She's saying not the jerk.
Ooh.
All right, Ariana.
I support it.
Okay.
Thanks, Ariana.
Love you,
guys. Love you, bye.
You too, bye.
She's so cute.
I know.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Now I got to go read the text messages and see who's getting triggered and who's not getting triggered. Somebody said, jerk. My mom did the same thing probably 15 years ago. She wrote us both letters and was trying to fix it without knowing the issues. It drove me nuts.
Oh, the both
no,
is different.
No, she stays out of it now because of the fight she caused Steve in Twin Lakes.
All right, Steve, received.
Wow. Mom tried to get involved.
Mamas be trying to do the most sometimes, man, but they want the best for the world and the best for everybody. Somebody's, their moms.
Bella said that was 7 years, not months. Come on, people. Rico, bye. Saying you should be able to reach out.
So everybody would have said, not the jerk except for Rico.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, everybody's texting in. Thank you, guys. I'm reading them all. Nicole texted in and said, morning, DZ and Allie. I say jerk only because she didn't talk about it with her son first to be like, I'm going to check on her. I know you might be upset, but I wanted you to know because XYZ.
That would have been good.
But otherwise, for reaching out, not the jerk. Have a great, fantastic Friday Eve. I was like, it's not Friday. What are you talking about?
Trying to set us up. Anyway, I hear what that is, yeah. Though, because you, as a mom, as an adult, as a person, you're not going to stop them from reaching out. If that's what she wants to do, go ahead. But a little heads up to the son.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oof. All right. Not the jerk.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Should we give away tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival?
Yeah. Those are two of my favorite things.
It's going to be going down next month at Franklin Field, and there's going to be a lot of great acts there, like Lil Jon, Timbaland, you name it. 414-533-1037. Caller, let's go with 33, your favorite number. You're going to Tacos and Tequila Festival on September 13th. Good luck. Kiss FM. I have such a serious question for you that somebody asked you the other day, and I'm like, we have to revisit that on the show.
A question for me?
Yes, and I think everybody wants to know the answer, but hold on. I'll ask you after we get to our winner. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Let's pull up Zach in Milwaukee. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Morning, what up?
Morning, Zach. What are you up to this morning?
Just driving to work right now.
Why you sound so chipper? You must work somewhere nice. Where do you work?
Where are you driving?
I'm actually driving to Waukesha. I'm a teacher in Waukesha.
Oh, is school back on in Waukesha, or are you building up to Labor Day? Is that the start?
It's set up. Correct. Set up.
Ah, you're just coming in. I see the teachers at the schools when I drive past schools, and I'm like, oh, you poor things. You're setting up your classrooms looking for things to do.
Oh, yeah. Erin's trying to get to her school today to start setting up.
Nice.
Yeah, guess who's got to help?
DZ!
Man.
Zach,
I was going to say, at least has an extra pair of hands.
Yeah, no kidding. You need help, Zach? There. DZ will come.
only if you bring me the tacos and tequila.
You're okay, right. Zach, you're going. Yeah. Woo! Zach, congratulations. We didn't even get to that. Sorry, Zach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
He's like, I can't get a word in edgewise with these two. It's the ADHD. My bad.
We get excited about giving you tickets. Our bad, Zach. Dang.
It's Zach, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are going to Tacos and Tequila at Franklin Field. Have you ever been?
I actually host a Milkman baseball player, so I've been to Franklin Field multiple times.
Stop it.
You host a Milkman?
I have so many questions. Are you kidding me? So wait, one of the Milkmen lives with you?
Yeah, he's a host family.
Correct.
So
yep.
How did you even become a host family? I have questions.
They actually promoted at the games themselves.
Okay.
And they have information online as well to sign up to host a player.
And what about the Brewers? Did they host? Does anybody on the Brewers need a host?
How do I get Churio to live at my house is what Allie's asking, basically.
Just a question. Anyone? I have a basement. It's not flooded.
There you go. Send them an email what he says.
That's interesting. Do you get paid?
No. We get season tickets.
Hell yeah. That's nice. So, that's nice. Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, which player do you host? Can you say?
I don't care. It's Juan Diaz. He's one of the pitchers for the team.
That's my boy Juan.
That's my boy Juan Diaz, man. Fan favorite right there.
There. Very nice. Well, congratulations. You are going to Tacos and Tequila. You probably know a guy and somewhere to get tickets, but the good news is you won them on Kiss FM. Woo!
Bring Juan with you. Why not?
Tell Juan you won tickets. You got it before he did.
Tell Juan you won.
there you go. There you go.
Oh, nice. Boy, man.
Well, thanks for calling, Zach. Congratulations. We'll see you at Tacos and Tequila, okay?
You have a good day.
You too, man. Peace. Good it's luck really, with the classroom.
Really interesting. Really interesting. Like, I like hearing the host family. Like, what do you do when you're a host family? Those are interesting questions.
What are the odds? Well, because you get all these cats that aren't from this country. Mm-hmm. They aren't from the state. They aren't from this area, whether they are from the states or not. Mm-hmm. And they need people to show them around, show them some love, and help them, you know, navigate what it is to be out here.
Totally.
This is
totally.
No, that's awesome.
It's very
Shout
cool.
Shout out to Zach and his fam.
Definitely. All right. Give me like 2.5 minutes, and then I have to ask you, DZ, the question everybody's been asking me and you about the person who donated for your knee. You have a cadaver. You have tissue and bone in your body now that were donated by someone who died.
Yeah.
An organ donor.
People are realizing that I had a really crazy surgery. Well, not crazy, but...
But they're asking if you know who donated, if you're allowed to talk to the family of the donor. We're getting all these questions, and so we're going to talk about it next. Because
Perfect.
I do want to know, are you going to reach out to the family? Who is the family?
Perfect.
Do they know it's you? I have so many questions.
How about I give you a full knee update next? How about now? I was going to say tomorrow, but next.
How about next? Thank you. I need to get coffee. Hold on. So do you know who the donor was or not? 103.7 Kiss FM. Man, we're here talking about DZ's knee surgery, which he had back at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at you today and I said, you're doing great. You're walking really well. Like, first of all.
No cane.
Where's your cane?
It's back here. I mean, just in case.
You didn't need it, though. I saw you walking up and down the hall. You look great.
You've been seeing me caneless, huh?
Dude, you're back. You're getting back to yourself.
Oh, you noticed.
I did. I did. You went to the, where'd you go, doctor or PT yesterday?
PT, yeah, physical therapy, yeah. So I was over at our world by Layton Fruit Market.
Okay, we have some updates, and I know you're driving now this week, which is very exciting. Your wife doesn't have to drive you to work anymore.
Nope.
But everyone has been asking if you're going to reach out to the donor family. Do you know who they are? Are you going to reach out? Let's start at the top for people that missed this, because some people are just coming back to school and have no idea what happened.
I've got people that have seen me out and about and been like, dude,
are you okay?
What happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yeah,
it's fascinating.
Let me tell you real quick.
Do you know who donated to you, who the donor family is for your knee?
So I currently don't know. Back in May, I had an osteochondral allograft, which means I had a cadaver knee partial transplant into my body.
Okay, you might as well be speaking Japanese until you get to the transplant part. Then I'm like, oh.
They took a piece of bone and somebody's cartilage and
put it in
into
yours.
My leg.
Which is wild. This is organ donation is phenomenal.
Honestly, super,
please do it.
Super,
you're,
please do it.
You're changing DZ's quality of life. Somebody who passed away is able to help you now. Do you know who the donor is?
I have the ability to find out.
You do.
Now, when they first gave me the information, I was a little weary. Because it was so fresh, there was still chance for rejection. There was still chance that it didn't take. There was a lot of factors.
Do you really want to know?
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing. Maybe you don't want to know who's...
Maybe I don't.
It could be weird. It could be weird for some people.
Some people have zero interest in finding out. They're just grateful for that donation, and they move on with their lives. But after surgery, I was given the ability to reach out. I got all of the information.
You know, like, who it is, or you just have a place you can send them a letter?
Good question.
Yeah.
It's an intermediary system, right? Mm. So basically, I reach out to a company and say, hey, this is my number. I had this surgery, this date, whatever, and they can pull me up. And then they know who I got the donation
from. Who the donor was, the person who died.
I choose whether I want to be anonymous and if I want to reach out even, but I do want to reach out.
Are you going to be anonymous? Anonymous when you reach out?
I do not want to be anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want them to know, you know, thankful that they gave me, my family, my life, my work, you know, a second chance to just be full force, be 100% and not be in pain, right? Like,
super grateful for that. Help somebody's life,
But then once I send it off, they then reach out to the family of the deceased individual, and the family also has equal choice whether they respond, whether they receive the letter, whether they respond back and are anonymous, or I know who they are.
And you don't know where they live or anything?
No clue.
So they could be in Washington State. They could be in California, but they could also be in
my neighbor,
the Dells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
They could be
you don't know
the
who the donor is.
Have no clue, but
so,
I do want to reach out.
You are going to reach out.
Yesterday at PT?
Yeah.
You're going to be so excited.
What?
Your boy got cleared to go back to the gym.
Woo!
I'm approved for the Princeton Club, baby.
Ooh, let's go.
So I texted Jeremy.
Okay, you texted your trainer. What did he say?
I said, put me back in, coach.
Put me in, coach.
Put me in, coach. I'm back.
That's amazing. So you get to go back to the gym. Mm-hmm. You're driving. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is a very big day.
I got restrictions and limitations. So they said I can't necessarily free squat in a rack. But I can't either, really. I could do leg press.
Just kidding.
They started me off with 20 pounds. Like, how's that feel? I was like, good, let's go up. Bumped it up to 40, let's go up. 75, let's go up. I got 100-pound clearance, baby.
No way.
Granted, I used to squat 500 pounds. You know, I'll take the 100 now.
Well, you played football in college. I mean, give yourself... That's why you have no knee, by the way, is because you squatted 500 pounds. So stop that, would you?
Fair, let me
slow
down.
Knock it off. Fair, this is why we got issues.
You're right, you're right.
That was not a smart choice, my guy.
You know what? You're right. Let me take a step
back. Up.
I will take the 100 pounds that I've been given, and I'm just grateful to be back at the Princeton Club, G.
Well, I'm happy for you that you can work out again. I'm happy for you that you're driving. You're looking good walking, no cane. I'm not saying you're not still going through it, but
I'm still gimping.
So wait, when are you going to send this donor letter? Like, when does this happen? I'm a girl. I need details. I'm like, tell me everything. Have you sent it? What happens?
I haven't sent it yet. Now that I know that the bone has matured in my leg, mm-hmm. now that I know that I am.
You're ready to reach out.
I'm ready.
Do you want them to tell you who they are?
I'm indifferent.
You don't care either way.
I would love to know who that person is, but if they don't reach out, I don't feel at a loss. I just feel grateful that I reached out and let them know my life, told them about my family, told them about my
how
boys,
they helped.
My wife,
well,
and everything I do.
We don't even know. Like, the donor, couldn't the donor be like a man or a woman?
It could be anybody.
It could be anyone. It could be any race. It could be anything,
as
right?
As long as it's a match.
It could match for you.
It could be anybody. I could have a pro golfer's knee in my body right now. Think about it.
Did a pro golfer die? No.
No.
So nice try, DZ.
You never know.
But it could be anybody. So I am curious also to see when you contact the family. One, if they contact you back. I'm also curious. I hope they do. Do you know why? Because I just want to know so many things. I want to know who it was and how they died. And then I want to know how many people got donations from this person. How many lives were helped or saved.
Oh, that I don't know.
Because it's not just you. There's no way you're the only person when someone passed away. It could have been someone from old age. It could have been someone young as hell who was in a car accident. We don't know. Cancer of some other part of their body and the knee was fine. We don't know.
We have zero idea.
But I would love to know how many people got helped by that, that person's donation. That's why I'm an organ donor. I love hearing stories like that.
If I end up being friends with this family somehow, some way, and get to ask these questions, I mean, if they reach out back and go, hey, cool, like, let's touch base, let's be pen pals, I would exchange that. Love that. I want to build that up, right?
Like,
I'm fingers crossed that they reach out, but I completely understand if it's just something that they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not ready for it, whatever. Yeah. But I'm going to be reaching out soon, so I got an update once I got one.
We don't really need to take calls, but I'm curious what their question is. Let's go to the phones quick. I guess who's this?
Hey there, hey.
Hey, Saucy. Hey, are you listening to this? Oh, get her theme song, of course, but are you listening to this crazy? I cannot wait to find out who the donor is.
And you know what it reminded me of?
What?
When you guys were talking about when DZ got the baby carrier from some famous person, and then the story all got mixed up.
We thought it was Charlotte Webb, the author.
Wait, I forgot about that story. Why are you making it awkward? Is he Saucy? Saucy, DZ thought he got it from somebody famous, but it was a miscommunication, and it was not.
Yeah.
He misunderstood his wife. That was the story.
My sister-in-law.
What if it is? He thinks it's Lisa. Football players.
Yeah. It was this football player, right? He was really good.
Y'all just got to let me live, man.
I mean, wow, people are texting. You can live. People are texting in all the good things that have happened from donors. Somebody said, hey, Allie, you know my mom, Jeanette? I do. I know this exactly who they're talking about. They said, my cousin needed a new kidney. So in order for him to be put on the top of the receiving list, she donated hers, and her kidney flew off to California last year to be given to somebody who needed it there. Shout out to all the donors. Our coworker did that as well for her mother-in-law. Her mother, she donated hers to somebody else, so her mother-in-law, it's a trade program, so her mother-in-law could get one.
There's live donation. It's not just about, you know, cadavers, deceased. Like, you could be a live donor, too.
100%.
Donation is so huge, and these past few months have taught me way more than I ever knew about it before.
Somebody said, my brother passed away, this is on the text line, in 2013, and we actually met the man that received his heart.
Wow. You see stuff like that.
We became very close, and he actually attended my wedding and named his son after after my brother. Now I'm going to cry.
Do I think I'm about to walk somebody's daughter down the aisle with my good knee? No.
No.
No. But it's a beautiful story. And hopefully I do get to know who it is, man.
Love
and
it.
I will update as soon as I got more.
Good. I can't wait. We'll get it right this time. Don't worry, Saucy. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So I want to talk about things that are considered good luck and why.
Bet.
Why? You started this, DZ. You started this.
And I'm confused by a few things. I'm not going to lie
what?
To you, bro. So for the longest time, I have this distinct memory of the little memories I do have of Columbia,
mm-hmm.
of there always being a lucky rabbit's foot hanging from my grandparents' shed on the terrace. Yeah, and
okay.
even when I went back as a teenager, right, when I was 13, when I went back mm-hmm. for the first time in 10 years, the lucky rabbit's foot still hanging
you
from
the same. You had that
memory? That's yeah,
funny.
Had that random flash, and sure enough, lucky rabbit's foot's still there. When I asked why it was a lucky rabbit's foot.
I was going to say, did you say, why is the rabbit's foot? And they go, that's a lucky rabbit's foot? And you're
yeah.
like, why?
And I was like, well, why is Ew. It lucky? Couldn't nobody give me an answer.
Oh, really?
That's just what it is. It's meant to bring good fortune. Oh.
But nobody knows.
Who? Whoever decided
Says
that?
Says who?
Right. Why is a wishbone considered lucky?
Why is a four-leaf clover?
Thank you.
There's
no,
one.
Seriously, thank you. Can I?
Why is the horseshoe considered good luck?
Why is getting pooped on by a bird considered good luck?
It's not. It's a nightmare.
It's
I don't
happened
know why anybody
to me
thinks
more,
that's good luck.
More than once. And maybe that's why I feel like I've had a fortunate life. Maybe that bird pooping on me did me a favor, and I just don't see the graces that it's given me. But who, what, when, where, and why did that come from into fruition as the getting pooped
it's
on
is
lucky?
Question. It's a good question. 414-533-1037. I don't know why a bird pooping on you would be good luck. I have thrown 9,000 coins into fountains and nothing good ever happened after. I mean, maybe it was correlated a day later something good happened and I didn't know that was from the coin I threw. But what to me, it's just somebody who wants to take my money.
Right.
Some guy who owns a fountain was like, hey, throw your money in.
Give me all your change.
Just a con man. Yeah, he's just taking my pennies.
We sit there and chase the end of rainbows when we see one after rain. Why is that considered lucky? Nobody's been ever
Nobody does
able
tell
to
us why rainbows
that.
Are lucky. Why?
No. Why is
why?
Why is breaking a plate considered oppa good fortune?
You're right.
When you spill a glass of wine, I'm mad because now my carpet is stained. But apparently that's prosperity. Okay. We've all been told things that are lucky.
We've all been told certain things are lucky, and we want to know why. All right, let's go to the phone. Screw it. 414-533-1037. Hi, KISS FM. Who's this? Okay, good talk.
Scared.
All right, fine. You get scared, you hang up, fine. We're talking about good luck charms, why they are what they are. Maybe we just make them up and there's nothing to it. Because especially if you went back and your grandparents couldn't even explain the rabbit's foot, they don't even know. You just do it. You're just following the leader on these things.
At one point,
nobody knows the answer.
Who, what, when, where, and why decided, hey, we're going to chop this rabbit's foot off, hang it, and now that means luck for the household.
Why do you always tell me? I never understand the number thing. You know how I've been looking for my lucky number? I'm on a real deep search with this. Why, with numerology, you always say when there's multiple numbers, it's good luck? Why? Like, what is that? I don't know anything about that. What
why
does that
is,
mean?
Why is three my lucky number? No idea.
Why
do I see it so much?
Mean good, why is multiples of a number supposed to be good luck?
Is it just the repetition?
You told me that. I'm asking you.
That's what I've always been told. That
so
repetitive numbers mean that there's congruency, right? So that means that there's consistency and continuity in your life. It's not so awry. When you see three, and another three, you go, okay, threes are good. When you see 444, you go, okay, a four stands out. Anything in a sequence gives you notice.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But at the end of the day, I don't know what makes it lucky.
I don't either. Let's go to the phones again. Now they're calling again. And I want to see what they'll go to line one. Hi, KISS FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah in West Bend.
Oh, hi, Sarah
morning,
in West
Sarah.
Bend. Thanks for not hanging
morning.
Up on us. Good morning.
You got lucky you got in and you ain't get scared.
I know. I'm not scared today.
Go ahead. What do you think about this? Do you have an answer? I need answers.
I know apparently getting pooped on by a bird is lucky because it's rare. That's the only reason that it's lucky.
Well.
Why has it happened to me twice?
which is boring.
Well, but you're lucky.
But the only other one I know is that it's lucky when it rains on your wedding, because if knots get wet and then they dry, it's supposed to be stronger.
Okay, can I tell you something? Wait, why is it? Because what dries?
Like when you tie, like when knots get wet and then they dry, they become stronger. So that's why it's good luck on your wedding day.
Okay.
If it rains.
It poured on our wedding day. We lucky.
Well, I wanted to say that I always believed in my heart that they tell couples that to make them feel better.
About it being rainy.
They're like, well, let's figure out some kind of method here to make everyone feel better. We're going to say it's good luck that it rained.
It's cleansing. No, this is great. It's good luck for the wedding and the marriage.
The hell?
But exactly what I thought. It rained on one of my friend's weddings, and we had to look it up, and that's what
that made us feel better.
It does make knots stronger. Honestly, if you're applying that science to it.
And tying the knot is what they call marriage.
Symbolism. Yep.
All right.
So that's apparently why.
Sarah, I appreciate you. Call more. Thanks for calling.
I will. Yeah, have a good one, you guys.
You too. Bye.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. We're talking lucky things. What makes them lucky? Why? Are we all just followers in a cult? I mean, because I'm starting to wonder.
What luck do you know of? Right? Do you got your own lucky rabbit's foot? And why did you get told it was lucky?
Look, I'll pick up a four-leaf clover and act like I'm about to win the lottery, but I can't tell you why.
I still look for four-leaf clovers everywhere I go. Don't know why. I'm not Irish.
No clue. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking good luck charms and why certain things are good luck that we don't. DZ was like, I need answers. And I was like, I don't have them.
We just are told they're lucky and we got to just apply the science and go, yeah, I'm looking for four leaf clovers now. Yep.
Well, Darnell in Milwaukee, as he called it, is on the phone. Hi, how are you, Darnell?
Good.
Good. Not to be confused with our regular Darnell.
Different Darnell.
Darnell, what'd you call in to discuss? The good luck charms? You believe in them or not?
Well, I do believe in them. Oh. I do believe in them.
Well, then what are yours?
Explain.
Well, the bird poop thing is about odds, right? So the chance of you getting pooped on are very slim.
Is rare. Kind of like what Sarah said.
Got it.
Right?
Right. So On one of my first dates with my beautiful girlfriend that I'm still with now, 3 years ago, we actually just celebrated our anniversary yesterday.
Congrats.
Yeah.
He's getting so brownie points right now.
I know he is.
Mm-hmm. We both got pooped on.
What? Wait, both of y'all?
Where?
Well, you were standing under a tree, probably.
I was sitting there, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
You didn't tell anyone there was a tree above you, did ya? This is the thing. This is the thing that kills me, Darnell, is I have this bird issue in my yard, and I could stand there for 10 minutes and something's going to poop on me. So I understand why it's rare, but you could also be in a bad spot. Am I fair or am I fair?
But what are the odds that the bird poops in that exact moment?
Well, if they live there, pretty high.
I will add that we're still together, and I have a beautiful daughter, and I've won the 50-50 raffle at the Bucks game twice.
No!
Oh, wait, so hey, hold on. That changes things.
You're just a lucky guy.
I mean, he's been pooped on. He's winning 50-50s. Maybe there's some correlation.
How did you win the 50-50? How much did you win?
The first time was like 47. The second time was 78.
100?
Not dollars. Yeah.
Did you keep it all?
Well, of course. That's half.
Not of course. Yeah, okay, I just wondered.
He said, I kept my hat.
We've argued about the 50-50 raffle. Okay, thank you for calling. It was been a delight, Darnell. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Lucky Darnell.
Thank you.
Peace, man.
Bye. Next time a Darnell wins the 50-50 of the Bucks game, DZ, and you're working, you better be like, is this the guy?
I'm hawking him down. If he goes 3 for 3, he's probably getting pooped on again.
He is lucky. He's just lucky in general. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. All right, let's go to Mike in Waukesha. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Well, we're fine, but I don't think it's because a bird pooped on anybody, if you might want my opinion.
Are we feeling lucky?
Yeah. I think a lot of it's just like heritage stuff from like people's like roots and stuff that it all started from.
Like the rabbit skull with DZ's grandparents.
Who said a rainbow is lucky? Everybody's just looking for that money at the other end. I don't think it's lucky. I think it's unlucky. I don't think anybody's ever found the pot of gold.
Well, and the irony that we base it on a leprechaun who is a non-existent character, and we're like, oh, so lucky on
the
fake man.
Pot of gold, y'all.
Like, what are we talking about? We're nuts.
I win quite a bit of stuff, except on this radio station, unfortunately.
Forget you, Mike.
I just want them picks. I want to go party. Why not? Anyways, I win quite a bit of stuff, but I think a lot of it is like just
trying,
you know, luck of the draw and trying. And also, like,
I have a
when
theory.
I go to raffles, I go to like a lot of outdoorsman's raffles. Mm-hmm. And if I'm trying to win like a firearm or something like that, the guy with the biggest cowboy hat, whatever bucket he's putting tickets in, I ain't doing it because he's probably got more money than me.
You have a system then. And let me just say something. My sister, Penny, one of her best friends, Rochelle wins everything. She's like you, Mike. Like, she's won trips on radio stations, like in California. Wow. She's won things at gas stations. Like, she's just signed up at a gas
station. Gas for a year or whatever,
And they call and they go, you won. Dang. She has won all this stuff. But do you know why I believe she wins? Because she enters everything no matter what. We walk past all that stuff. We go, okay. She enters everything.
She gives herself a chance.
And then she wins. But she also enters 90 things a day and then goes, oh, look how lucky I am.
When they had a different radio station on before they changed to a sports radio, like, I won so many times they told me I couldn't call back for 2 months.
This guy got banned. He was so lucky.
I was like, hey, man, you know, I'm
way
like,
to punish me
know.
For listening.
Oh, yeah,
my bad.
Sorry for putting in a good effort, you know?
Sorry for being lucky and committed, man. My bad.
Mike, thank you for calling. You're a delight. We love you. Goodbye.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, man.
That
peace.
Is a thing we did back in the day, they used to have this policy, you know, on Kiss and every other station that you couldn't win more than once every 30 days. And then we had this thing, we had this meeting, and we go, why are we punishing people for listening? If they want to call and win, let them win. And now you can win as much as you want. So how about it, Mike?
Rightfully so.
Last but not least, Amanda is in Racine, one of our favorite regulars. Amanda! Oh, yikes. It's a little rusty.
Yikes. Okay. No, it's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
Awkward.
It's not. No, it's not acknowledged. Just move on.
That was awkward.
I don't have good luck, obviously.
Yeah, that was not lucky at all.
Says who? We don't even know if luck's real. We don't even know if we're just making it up.
True. Well, let's not dismiss it because we kind of need luck for the future here with us if we're trying to make something happen.
If we want Amanda to meet little John,
let's manifest it.
The universe. It's going to happen.
Let's manifest it. Luck.
We're working on
luck.
It.
Luck. We're lucky.
We're working on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Even if I have to break down his dressing room door, we're working on it, okay?
Well, Allie just wants to do that in general.
Turn down for what?
Talk to us, Amanda.
All right, Amanda, do we believe in good luck stuff or not?
I don't. I think you just have to make your own luck. But,
that's
the same
as believing to me in my mind, right? Isn't it about faith?
I think you have to do it. No, I have to make my own choices to make things happen.
Yeah, I think she's saying she doesn't rely on seeing a rabbit's foot or having a rabbit's foot or finding a four-leaf clover. She's going on, no, I'm going to make it happen for myself. I don't need a lucky nothing.
Well, I did was itching my hand the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get rich. And then I was like, or I need lotion. Which one is it?
Yes.
Just saying. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Yeah. Buenos dias, now spill.
Why did I not go on the date with Harley, guys? So if you've been listening to Dumpster Fire Dating, I met this guy who drives a motorcycle, and I was like all scared to go out with him because he said he'd pick me up. I'm like, whoa. I'm having rational fear of motorcycles.
Hold your Harley. Hold on. Yeah.
So we were kind of having this flirtatious back and forth, and I thought he was really cute and a little bit older than me and interesting. I thought, finally.
This could work.
So, you know, we're sending back different messages over the past week or whatever. I met him on Hinge and I was excited to go out with him. Well, then I had all my medical stuff happen, which I'm not going into right now, but I was, you know, in the hospital over the weekend and everything just kind of got thrown for a loop. My focus in life is not on my dating life right now.
Which
it's
rightfully
more on
so.
My medical life, focusing on my health and my family and hanging out with people that matter to me, because that's what happens sometimes when you have a little medical scary.
Recentering. Yeah.
Recentering. That's a great way to say it. Thank you, DZ. So I hadn't heard from him. Like, he was messaging me over the weekend like, oh, you know, how you doing? Still flirty, whatever. Well, then he stopped. So then Sunday, Monday, there's a couple days where I didn't hear from him. And I thought, wait a second. He always writes. I hope he's okay. And then after that, maybe we're just not going to go out.
You didn't think that maybe he was just giving it some time to breathe, letting you go through your thing?
Not when you're talking every day.
Okay.
So I was like, well, maybe we're not going out on Wednesday. So I kind of moved on with my life. So Monday passes, Tuesday passes, and then I just forget about the date. Like, I have moved on with my life at that point. There is no date on Wednesday last night, as far as I'm concerned, because I haven't talked to him.
Monday, Tuesday, we're not talking. Like, Wednesday, we're not going.
There's no date on Wednesday. Like, I've moved on with my life and, quite frankly, forgot about it.
There isn't a Wednesday morning, good morning, you ready for tonight text. No.
Well, I click on his Instagram. He unfollowed me. I go, damn. Oh. I go, well, you could have just said so. Like, okay, so I unfollowed him and moved on with my life. And then he messages me.
On Instagram?
And then he messages me. I'm like, what? I'm like.
So did he notice that you unfollowed him?
I don't know. He writes me out of nowhere yesterday at 12:09 and says, hi, I'm so sorry. I can't do this. I've started a relationship with someone and I want to respect it. I hope you understand. I was like,
oh.
I wrote back and I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, okay. So I wrote back and I go, honestly, I saw you unfollowed me and hadn't responded. So I moved on with my life and forgot about the date. No problem. Good luck. And it's nice that it's better than ghosting. But
true.
This is the funny part when you meet people is when they talk to you like you're dating and you're like, I have never even met you.
Well, you want to teeter the line.
Talking on social media, talking on Snapchat, talking on a dating app does not constitute as having a relationship, you guys. I hate to break it to
not
you.
Not everybody feels that
it's
way.
It's not a thing. It's not a thing. You got to meet somebody in person. You're wacky. Okay, I'm sorry. This doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't sound like he was trying to, you know, talk to you in a relationship way. It was just more
or
less.
No, he was just being like, hey, I got to cancel. But it was funny to me because, like, I had so moved on. So I was like, oh, okay, no problem. And I forgot about it. So that's basically what happened. He says he's in a relationship, happy for him. But the thing is, I have no emotional connection because I never met the damn guy. You know what I'm saying? This is why I don't care until I meet people. No loss.
Yeah.
Hot guy, fine, you know, great.
I'll live.
And guess what? He didn't own a Harley. It wasn't even a Harley.
What?
He says something the other day. I go, oh, Harley. He goes, that's not a Harley. I go, oh, my bad. I go, this is how little I know about motorcycles.
It's a Honda.
He wasn't even a Harley guy.
He wasn't even the guy. He's on a Honda.
Never mind.
Not hating on Hondas by no means. I mean, I like a cruiser.
Funny that I thought that. So I replied and he never even read it. So I just moved on with my life. I'm like, I don't care about this. So we'll talk about it on Dumpster Fire Dating, obviously, tomorrow. And then we'll move on with our lives. But that's why I did not go on the date last night. What do you think of that?
I think that's just fine. Honestly, I actually respect the fact that he even reached out.
I do too, because I didn't care. I was like, whatever.
You know, like,
clearly we're not, if I haven't talked to you, we're not going out. And anyone who thinks you are when you haven't talked is delusional. Both sides. I'm sorry.
But
if I haven't talked to you, we're not going out.
Not having reached out would have left a sour taste in my mouth, right?
For sure.
Thinking like, oh, well, man, we even still had the date lined up and you just straight ghosted me.
I didn't even give him that much credit to have have an effect on me because when you're just talking online, they're not real yet.
You haven't met. Yeah, you're right.
He could be anybody. He could be married.
Turns out he wasn't hardly guy at all.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they could be anybody.
You're right.
You don't know.
Nah.
So that's why I don't care until I meet somebody. I'm like, whatever.
Respected and love the fact this chapter was closed.
Nice.
So
he was nice about it. So whatever.
Efficiently.
And that's the story. And it's actually, I feel like when everything's lining up correctly, because I feel like I want to be single and alone for a little bit, which I just last week I was like, I'm ready for a relationship. I'm like, nah, I want some time to just spend time with my family.
I think
that's how I feel right now.
That's more than appropriate.
I could care less about dating. I could care less.
Well, let's be honest. 2 weeks ago was a different time in your life than last week.
After what happened, everything's different now. So it's like a little weird. So, all right, that's it.
Bet.
Good?
Good.
Good. We can close this chapter.
What do you think?
I think we can close this chapter. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.